Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Economic inequality is on the rise in this country. There's a lot of evidence of that. It's been a central theme in the presidential race. But there's another related kind of inequality that's growing, too. It's called diet inequality, because increasingly wealthy Americans have healthier diets than low-income Americans. Anna Vlasits is a fellow at STAT, the National Health and Medicine publication. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Lisa.
So we have to imagine this has always been true to some degree, that wealthier people have been able to afford to eat better. So what's changed?
It's actually the case that wealthy people, at least around the turn of the century, were still eating poorly. And so what's really changed is that wealthy people are now only around 35% of them, so down from 50%. Eating much, much better. Whereas for very low-income Americans, we're not seeing so much of an improvement. And so this gap is widening between poor and rich Americans.
And what does that mean in terms of actual foods? How are you determining healthy from unhealthy?
Well, the researchers in this study looked at a lot of different measures for determining health. They asked people what they had been eating over 24 to 48 hours, and they put together a kind of a ranking of a bunch of different things like vegetables, whole fruits, whole grains, nuts and seeds. Those were the kinds of things that they looked for healthy eating. And then they also asked people about whether they were eating things like white bread or sweetened beverages or highly salty substances.
And what did they find?
And what they found was that everybody's improving a little bit, but high-income people are improving a lot more than low-income people.
So what accounts for the difference? There's often the complaint that we hear that healthier foods, the foods that we think of as being more healthy, including fruits and vegetables, are just more expensive. What did the research find?
Well, the researchers didn't directly look at this, but they did come up with some suspicions, which is that it's not just about how expensive the food is. You can go to a grocery store and find healthy items that are more affordable. The thing that they think is really contributing a lot to this is differences in time and differences in knowledge about how to eat healthy between richer and poorer Americans. And I can see from kind of people that I know that especially in the last decade, you know, kale's become more popular among a certain set of people, whereas I think lower income Americans aren't kind of getting into some of those trends that lead to healthier eating.
That's surprising, though, because we're all pretty much exposed to the same kind of ads on TV, the same kind of public service announcements, same kind of bumper stickers that say eat more kale and things such as that. So there must be more to it than that.
Yeah, I think another aspect of it that could be important is the accessibility of the food, whether your local grocery store stocks certain kinds of things. But I think that there is actually marketing that's directly geared towards lower-income Americans, and that at least the researcher that I spoke to for the study, Dr. Mosafarian at Tufts University, really thinks that marketing is getting more insidious.
And in terms of the diets for people who are lower income, what are they consuming?
Well, they're doing okay on some things, but one of the areas that they really aren't doing well on are things like sugar-sweetened beverages. They're consuming more processed meat than higher-income Americans. And then they're consuming less, like several servings less of fruit and vegetables and whole grains a week.
And has that changed since we are exposed to more research about diet and know more about what we should and should not be eating? Has that changed over the years or remained stable?
Actually, low-income Americans have improved a little bit over the years. They're doing a little bit better with fruits, a little bit better with whole grains. It's just that high-income Americans are doing so much better that we're really seeing more of a divide between them.
And how do they believe that consumption habits could be changed? What can be done to narrow this gap?
I think that researchers are really hopeful about government interventions that could shape our diet. Things like the soda taxes that we're seeing pop up in various cities in the country. I think Philadelphia is the most recent big city to have a soda tax. Those could both help in terms of disincentivizing consumption of certain foods like sugar-sweetened beverages, but also provide revenue to improve food in other areas like school lunch programs or making healthier options available at workplaces. These kinds of things where people are eating at schools or at their work sites every day. And so being able to shape what they're eating in those settings could really make a huge difference.
Speaking to us about diet inequality, Anna Vlasits is the American Association for the Advancement of Science Mass Media Fellow at STAT. STAT is the National Health and Medicine Publication and our weekly partners. Anna, thank you.
Thank you.